In the book I've been reading by Henry Kissinger on China, he's arguing, once again reiterating Bentham, that statesmen cannot carry their objectives, seeking knowledge, creating and establishing order, through to completion unless, quote, those who are to carry out directives, unquote, have been trained to obey. In Waking Up, I wrote that power needs our ideas, but it also fears them. Their problem, I said, is how to create enough non-threatening insider-outsiders to inject a little life into a fundamentally death-defined system. I hadn't read Karl Popper then, or Bentham, and so hadn't given much thought to this in more concrete terms as an ongoing strategic problem of control, let alone the layers of this problem of control. I mostly saw it back then as a con job to keep us carrying their water without knowing it. And it's in this light, too, that Popper sees it when he talks about university education as serving the need to increase to the utmost the authority of the rulers, unquote. And you can find that quote in Revealing Division, the PDF of which you can download free from the Nascent's website. And that it's a con is true, but it's also more, as it needs us in order to stand in our reflected light. It cons us and it herds us and it corrals our thought and it gets us to solve its problems for them by using Bentham's guidance on identifying and pulling the levers that move us, which he called the logic of the will. How do you command something as powerful as the human? By telling them over and over and over that they're not, and that if they feel otherwise, they must prove it. This is called instilling obedience and keeping people so busy they can't think independently. Think in Bentham and Frome's sense, which means they can't reason. They can only think the master's thoughts, which means turning your back on the earth, the only source of authentic thought. And so structurally, i.e. unconsciously, as the world you participate in is not set up to allow you to do otherwise, structurally serving power.